The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
As always, the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kujubaka, and look now at our stories. President Akufo-Addo has described the deal with Eurobond debt holders as a sign of investor confidence in the economy. It is coming after government secured almost 100% participation from investors in the Eurobond debt exchange program, which ended on September 30th. Speaking in an interview with France 24 TV network, the president noted that the agreement demonstrates economic recovery from the COVID-19 shocks.
The 98.6% of those holding the commercial debt of Ghana have agreed on the reworking of the debt. That's what essentially the restructuring is about. They're going to, as from next week, exchange their bonds for new bonds which have a different maturity dates, different rates of interest. $13 billion of money was restructured as a result of this agreement. $5 billion equipment, 37% of the nominal value of our debt has been essentially cancelled. And another $4.3 billion of savings on interest will also accrue during the period. So altogether, you're talking about savings to the Ghanaian exchequer of something in the region of $10 billion. That's a significant amount of money. And what it is meaning is that Ghana's economy is now back to where it was before the crisis.
President Akufo-Addo speaking to France 24 TV network. Away from that, economists at the University of Ghana Business School, Professor Patrick Esuming, has questioned the sustainability of government's SME Go initiative. According to him, government's inability to address basic challenges affecting small businesses will make the policy ineffective. Speaking to Joy Business at a quarterly economic roundtable by the Ministry of Finance and the University of Ghana, Dr. Esuming urged the government to target specific areas within the SME space and reduce the duplication of SME policies.
I would have preferred that, you know, we solve the overall business environment problems. I think we have a long history of doing this kind of government interventions and programs to support certain businesses. There are issues about sustainability, duplication. We have Maslow, we have many duplications of these. I think the question about how it will be sustained and whether there will be no political interference, I don't think that has been sufficiently addressed. For me, I think Ghanaian businesses will be more competitive if the general economic environment is working stronger and they are not saddled with taxes or high cost of production, high electricity tariffs. And I think that we should focus on all of those.
Dr. Patrick Esuming is an economist at the University of Ghana Business School, speaking to Joy Business there. Now, 9 stocks increased in value on the Ghana Stock Exchange in September 2024 compared to 5 losers. That's according to the Ghana Stock Exchange summary of September market activities. The market witnessed immense trading activities during the month under review. More in this report.
The stocks that led the gainers were Enterprise Ghana, ETI, Standard Chartered Bank, Republic Bank Ghana, and Total Ghana. The GSE Composite Index saw a marginal increase of 0.22%, which raised the year-to-date gain to 39.59%. At the same time, the GSE Financial Stock Index went up by 3.41%, increasing its year-to-date gain to 15.19%. Meanwhile, the GSE's fixed income market closed September with a traded volume of 15.52 billion, representing an impressive 108.01% increase compared to the same period in 2023. Treasury bills dominated the market, accounting for 76.30% of the total volume traded, followed by the government bonds at 22.62%. Corporate bonds contributed the remaining 1.08%.
A business desk report. To some other stories, the Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Julie Isiam, has described the launch of the Citizens App as an advancement in Ghana's digitalization agenda. According to her, this innovation is the first in Africa and has the potential to facilitate ease of accessing all government services, thereby ensuring efficiencies. She spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the Citizen App here in Accra.
When your data is entered into the Citizens App platform, when you need a passport, you don't have to enter your data again. When you need DVLA, you don't have to enter your data again. That is the definition of the interoperability that we're discussing. You sit at the comfort of your home, you don't go and queue anywhere else, and you get your passport and you get your DVLA. Let me bring it home to my own organization, the Ghana Revenue Authority. I always say that we're all citizens. We love to pay taxes. But the tax paying process is a bit cumbersome. This is going to make it easy for you.
Commissioner General of the Ghana Revenue Authority, Julie Isiam, speaking there. Now, government is being entreated to reduce the charges on goods at the ports. According to the Dean of Business and Communication at the Academic City University College, Professor Enoch Opoku-Enchi, the increasing cost of clearing goods is becoming unbearable due to the volatile exchange rate regime. Speaking to Joy Business, Professor Opoku-Enchi urged government to take a cue from other neighboring countries to make Ghana's ports competitive in the West African sub-region.
People are frustrated about paying taxes and they don't see physical things that their money have been used for. Clearing Honda Accord from the port, and he had to pay 72,000 Ghana cedis for Honda Accord. So he was saying that if you can fix our city and then the port, we can reduce, you know, how we charge people. He thinks that things will be easier for Ghanaians. Why? Because we are the only continent in Africa who consumes what we don't produce and produce what we don't consume. So most of the things we have are imported. And if people are paying high, you know, rates at those ports, it means that when the price comes, the average consumer, everything will be, you know, added to that person. Because Adam Smith, who is the father of economics, says that everybody who's an entrepreneur or a business person is in for profit. So we should look at that. Togo here, recently I was in Togo. Look at the prices of cars. Easy, because, you know, the port duties are so low.
Professor Enoch Opoku-Enchi is the Dean of Business and Communication at the Academic City University College. Now, the Energy Commission is making a call for investors to support government to establish appliance testing facilities to verify the authenticity of electrical gadgets. According to the Commission, Ghana needs about 17 more testing centers to be able to meet the demand of importers dealing in such gadgets. Speaking to journalists at a town hall meeting on the energy efficiency regulation, Assistant Manager at the Commission, Hubert Zani, said the establishment of more testing centers will also help maintain standards.
So we need about 17 more appliances to cover the new ones. As I mentioned, we have for fridges and air conditions, but we need more testing facilities to cover each appliance that falls under the regulation. And the basis will be for verification testing to be sure that nobody is cheating the Ghanaian consumer. With the age of Photoshop, what it means is that people can print their own labels. People can design their own. The commission is here to help Ghanaian importers. We believe that these are businessmen who have their money and so should not be cheated in terms of the products they are giving. So we advise importers to come to the Energy Commission, get the necessary approval on the products they intend to import. And we are ready to verify these products when the labels are given to them.
Assistant Manager at the Energy Commission, Hubert Zani, there. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Old Mutual Ghana has restated its commitment to engage its brokers for excellent service delivery. According to the company, it will continue to put the well-being of its clients and customers ahead of its operations. Tavo Nabiza is the Group Chief Executive Officer of Management of Old Mutual Ghana, and he spoke to Joy Business after the company organized its annual broker engagement event.
So going forward, people should really look up to us continuing to provide customer-centric and innovative solutions. This is what we've come to be known for in the market, and this is what we want to continue to be known for in the market. We are going to be seeing some very groundbreaking products and services over the next 12 months. So stay tuned. You're going to see a lot from Old Mutual in the next 12 months.
Tavo Nabiza is the Group CEO of Old Mutual Ghana. Now, for your pension tip on MoneyLab, our resource person from Enterprise Trustees sheds light on the need to sign up to a pension plan.
Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Nana Asante Amwaku, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will talk about personal pensions. You know, life is in stages, and how well we prepare for each stage determines how well we will live the next stage. Our retirement is one of the most important stages in life, and we must prepare for it. While we are working, it is essential to make a personal commitment to our future outside the mandatory pension provision by the government to ensure that we live a comfortable life at retirement. Don't simply retire from something, but have something to retire to. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again.
That's the Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees, Nana Asante Amwaku, speaking to us on the need for you to sign up to a pension plan. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one we want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kujubaka. Thanks so much for your time. Ignition is next. Enjoy.